From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, the biggest crowd in days as protesters calling for Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to step down swelled their ranks. The crowd was joined by Walil Ghornam, the young Google marketing manager, who was detained shortly after the protests began 2 weeks ago. Ghornam telling the protesters they should not give up their demands Mubarak leave. The Mubarak government announced today to set up a committee to discuss and recommend constitutional changes that would impose term limits and relax eligibility rules for those wishing to seek office. So far, though, government concessions have fallen short of demands by many of the protesters that Mubarak step down immediately. Defense Secretary Robert Gates calls the unrest in Tunisia and Egypt spontaneous actions of discontent. NPR's Tom Bowman reports Gates says other governments in the region should begin addressing political and economic grievances of their people.
Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Gates said he hoped governments in the Middle East take what he called positive action toward problems in their own countries. Gates, meanwhile, said it was critical that Egypt move forward on promised political reforms following more than a week of protests throughout the country. Protesters are still calling for President Hosni Mubarak to leave office immediately. Gates said the transition in Egypt should be orderly. Gates has reached out to his Egyptian counterpart in the past several days, and he praised the country's military for its measured response to the protests. The Egyptian military, Gates said, has made a contribution to the evolution of democracy. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
At least three people are dead. Upwards of 10 others were hurt today following a collision between an 18-wheeler and two school buses in Mississippi, northeast of Calhoun City. A spokesman for the Mississippi Department of Public Safety says the driver of the truck, along with two others, who officials say were school employees, were killed. Officials say the rig sideswiped one bus, then hit a second bus head-on in rural Choctaw County. Government today released the results of a 10-month-long study into reports of sudden acceleration in some Toyota models. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
The investigation was conducted by NASA engineers who analyzed hundreds of thousands of lines of software code and bombarded Toyotas with electromagnetic radiation. But they found no evidence that the carmaker's electronic engine controls were to blame for the reports of sudden acceleration that have plagued the world's largest automaker. In fact, the findings backed up Toyota's claims that the problems were caused by accelerators that could stick and floor mats that could jam against gas pedals. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
Our conclusion is this. Toyota's problems were mechanical, not electrical.
Toyota has recalled some 8 million vehicles in the U.S. to deal with the problem and paid nearly $49 million in fines. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, blue chip stocks logged their longest series of gains in 7 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 71 points today. You're listening to NPR. For the nation's airlines, business travelers are a major profit center, and there are signs that segment of the market is returning. U.S. companies say they plan to spend 5% more on travel this year than they did last year. Last year, business travel totaled an estimated $228 billion that helped the airlines post their first collective profit in 3 years. U.S. economic output last year returned to pre-recession levels in the final quarter. Perhaps in light of the renewed strength, United and Continental both announced $20 to $60 round-trip fare hikes for business travelers today. That hike was quickly matched by American Airlines. A Pennsylvania judge is on trial in a $2.6 million bribery scandal known as Kids for Cash. From Scranton, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
In his opening statement, the federal prosecutor said former Judge Mark Chivarella treated his office like a cash cow. Along with another judge, Chivarella is accused of accepting millions in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for funneling thousands of kids into two privately owned detention centers. Chivarella's attorney admits the ex-judge took money from the facility's owners, but he says Chivarella didn't promise anything in return and didn't think he was doing anything illegal. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court cleared the records of hundreds of kids sentenced by Chivarella. Joel Rose, NPR News, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Short move for social networking giant Facebook. The company, which employs 2,000 people in Palo Alto, California, says it will relocate its corporate headquarters to nearby Menlo Park. Facebook says the move will provide it more room to add additional staff in the future. Already the world's largest social network, Facebook currently has 500 million users. Facebook says it's leased a 1-million-square-foot campus, former headquarters of Sun Microsystems, and later taken over by Oracle. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington. Support.